Programmed awareness. Programmed awareness. We can program ourselves for the awareness of any experience that we want to have. We can program ourselves for any experience that we want to have. Have you thought of programming yourself for happiness? Wouldn't it be wonderful to live a life filled with happiness, filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with balance? Wouldn't it be wonderful to live a life filled with all that is good and glorious and wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh my goodness sakes, that'd be so wonderful. That'd be so grand. That'd be so fantastic to fill my life with everything that's good and wonderful. And it can be done. Yes, it can be done, and it is done all the time. It's done all the time by people who choose to be happy, who choose to be happy, and who choose to know what happiness is all about. Now, do you choose to know what happiness is all about? Well, what is happy? Happy is when you see lovely things. Happy is when you see a great picture. Happy is when you go to the movie and you laugh and you laugh and you laugh. Happy is when you sit and watch a video at home on your television set and laugh and laugh and laugh. Happiness is when a friend comes in the door and says, "Hi, how you doing today?" You say, "Wonderful, oh, wonderful, wonderful." And you are so happy, you are just bubbling over with happiness. You're bubbling over with joy. You're bubbling over with the feeling that all is good and all is very good. And truly it is good and very good. Happiness is something that we don't make happen, but we invite into our awareness. We program it into our life. Now, how can you program happiness into your life all the time? Oh, well, nobody could do that. Just fools are that way in children. Well, let's be like children. Let's be like children who haven't a care in the world, haven't a problem in the world, and look at all things in the world and say, "Oh, wow, this is great, that is great. Everything is great, yes." We had a discussion around the table last night about some work that was being done. And we got kind of hot and bothered about the discussion. And we were all uptight about it. And each one of us had a definite attitude that this is how we should act, and that's how we should act, and this is how we should be, and that's how we should be. And none of us were exempt from that discussion. And the discussion was not a happy discussion. It was a tepid discussion, a discussion of very deep emotions. And it was unnecessary. It was unnecessary because we don't need to guide our life by emotions. We guide our life by happiness. Now, if each one of us were able to say, "Yes, we are getting closer to exactly what we want to have in life. We're getting closer to exactly what we think is important in life. We're getting closer to it, and it's wonderful." It's so wonderful because we're getting so close to it, and it is so beautiful. Now, can you say that? Can you know that? Can you be that? You are that, truly. Now, let it be in your life. Look for happiness. Program happiness into your life. Program everything as a smiley thing. Who wants to go around with a sad sack? Not anybody I know. Who wants to go around with a smile on their face? Everybody I know. Everybody I know wants to have joy in their heart and happiness in their heart. And the only way to get it there is to program it. Program it by thinking about it. Now, how would you like to have a balanced life? Oh, wow. A balanced life where you have perfect health and you have perfect harmony, you have perfect abundance, you have all these things that seem to be very important to your life. Now, how are you going to get it? You're going to program it. You're going to program every thought you have in your head, as I program every thought I have in my head, to be peaceful. Now, I claim that I'm unconditionally loving. And yet, I talk about other people sometimes. Now, when I'm talking about other people, what am I doing? I am seeing how I can rouse up somebody else's attitude. Now, is that a good thing to do? Well, not really. Not really. If I'm going to program happiness and balance in my life, I have to program it by every word I speak, every thought I think, every action I take. Everyone is in balance, in harmony. When I watch something, I don't watch the negative parts of a movie. I watch the positive parts of a movie in life. I don't watch the negative things that go on in life. I watch the positive things that go on in life. And I make that my balanced, programmed awareness of who I am. And the more I do that, the more I experience it. We say there's peace on earth and it began with me. Yeah, that's a lovely statement, but it's true. There is peace on earth and it began with me. There's balance on earth and it began with me. There's happiness on earth and it began with me. Yes, yes, yes. How can there be peace on earth and have it begin with you? You do not look at the negative things of life. You do not look at the negative things of a movie. What redeeming quality is there in that movie? What redeeming quality is there in that activity we were engaged in? What redeeming quality is in all areas of life where we choose to be aware? Now, what is our programmed awareness? We program ourselves to know peace, just as we program ourselves to know happiness, to know balance. We program ourselves to know peace. And as we program ourselves to know peace, we know peace. We experience peace. When I say to Ruby, down, and Ruby is jumping all over me, Ruby wants to say, no, no, I'm having fun, I'm jumping all over. And I say, down. And she lays down. And she does not lay down there feeling pitiful about it. She lays down there and thump, thump, thump her tail on the floor. And she says, I like you. I like you. Even though you won't let me jump all over you, I like you. You see, we don't have to let life jump all over us. If we like ourselves, we make sure that everything is in peace and balance. And everything is happy. And as we do that, that's what we experience. That's what we know. We're programming awareness in us of things that we find valuable. We're programming the awareness of abundance. Hey, we didn't finish off peace, did we? No. We're programming, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There's now peace in my heart, and it began with me. There's now love and joy in my heart, and it began with me. There's now all in my heart, and it began with me. That's all that matters. Yes, that's all that matters. Now, is that all that matters to you? Is that all that matters to you and your life? If it does, then that's what you have. Because if I see the world filled with peace, then for me, the world is filled with peace. Now, what about abundance? Wouldn't it be nice to have everything abundant? Everything in our life filled with joy and happiness and harmony, everything filled with marvelous qualities of abundance of money, abundance of good feelings, abundance of joy, abundance of happiness, abundance of balance, abundance of peace. Yes. Abundance doesn't have to only be money, or it doesn't have to only be things. Abundance is a feeling of inner depth of bliss. The abundance is the inner wholeness that we have in our body, that every organ, action, function of our body is absolutely perfect right now. We are living in that wholeness. And we can say all these things because of one beautiful thing. We are divine. We program the awareness of divinity in us. It's there already, but it's not there for us unless we look at it, unless we see it, unless we know it. Program abundance in your world. Program wholeness in your world. Program divinity in your world. And watch that is what you experience. That's what you are. That's what you radiate. That's what you enjoy. And I know that's what I enjoy. Because I have a programmed awareness. And every day of my life, I am independently wealthy. I'm absolutely loving, unconditionally loving, totally, wonderfully, beautifully divine. You are too. That's why you're in my world. And that's why I'm in your world. To program awareness of all that is good and beautiful. To program awareness of all that is lovely. to program the awareness that this is what it is, and this is what it always will be. Today, program awareness in your life, and let this programmed awareness in your life be happiness, be balance, be peace, be abundance, be wholeness, be divinity. And as you do that, that's what it is. That's all she writes. And nothing else makes any difference whatsoever. Claim this for yourself today. I claim it for myself. Yes, and it is so. Yes, and it is so. I love you. I love you. I love you.